Welcome, everybody. Share number 1289 in the writing. It's share number 441, 441. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting scenario which comes up sometimes, not too often, but be it as it may, we mentioned in the past that the Mishnah Berurah talks about, we're talking about, again, where one washed for bread, they're eating a meal, they ate the right amount of time, when do you have to make a bracha on something else? So we mentioned in the past that the Mishnah Berurah states that even fruits that are cooked, one would still have to make a bracha on them when they're eaten for dessert. Right, when a person eats this thing for dessert, these fruits for dessert, it doesn't make a difference whether it's baked, whether it's canned, whether it's dried, processed fruits, a bracha would have to be made. So for example, somebody takes a baked apple, you have people eat baked apples, right? You have a baked apple, even if it's strictly and person eats it for a dessert, so one would have to make a bracha. Now, there are times when the baked apple, for example, is eaten as a side dish to the meat, right? Together with their meat, they have a shtickel kugel, a piece of kugel, or whatever the case is, and they have a baked apple, and all that they're eating together with the meat. So in that case, since it's not eaten as a dessert-type food, but rather as part of the main course, then as long as it is eaten together with the meat, as part of the main dish, no extra bracha would be needed. It becomes basically part of the main dish. Now, the part which gets a little bit harder, if one decides to eat the baked apple separately and even not as a dessert, good. I'm not eating it. It's not a side dish to the dessert. Fine. Am I eating it for dessert? No, it's not my dessert, but I'm eating it during the course of the meal by itself. I want to take a baked apple. So l'chayru, one would have to make a bracha. We spoke about in the past, if somebody eats a fruit, and not whereby they eat the entire meal as a fruit, or they're not eating it as dessert, but it's throughout the meal. They'll eat a little bit of dessert here, a little bit of fruit here, fruit there. Or maybe even one of the dishes. Well, no, I'm not getting into the appetizer right now. We said appetizer was a little bit different because appetizer is really made to get the juices flowing, and it's just sort of like the opening course to make, you know, to continue on into the rest of the meal, help the meal along, so to say. So that was already a machlek, is a questionable situation. But when it's, let's say I eat a baked apple in the middle. So the chari, you have to make a bracha on it because it's a regular baked fruit. Right? So that's when we said that the Mishnah Berurah spoke about the fact that if somebody eats, not baked, he didn't talk about baked apple, he spoke about regular fruits in the middle of the meal throughout, so it becomes you need to make a bracha. And if somebody, let's say somebody wants to eat bread with it, with the regular fruits, whatever the case is, so then we said it was a little bit easier. You don't have to eat every single bite to give in the beginning and the end. We spoke about that in the past, but so be it as it may. But the Mishnah Berurah did say that since it was a machloikis, it wasn't so simple how to work that situation whereby the fruit is eaten in the middle of the meal. Again, not as an appetizer, not as dessert, not part of the main course, but in the middle of the meal. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah said that everyone should just make a bracha, right? Make a bracha and eat it. In other words, if I eat it together with bread, will it help? And so on. So we said one should just make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah said, make a bracha on the fruit, right? I'm eating fruit, make a bracha on the fruit, and then I could continue eating it with bread or without bread or whatever I would like. So the same thing over here. So if one decides to eat it separately, but even not as a dessert, but rather as a separate dish, right? They want to eat a baked apple in the middle. They would have to make a bracha unless they decide to eat it together with bread. Then it becomes a tuffle. If you're going to eat it together with bread, good, I'll eat the baked apple together with bread. So then already you're dealing with, it should be, you know, that should be fine because again, it becomes a tuffle to the bread. But if you're just eating the baked apple like this, l'charu one would have to need another, a separate bracha for eights. Just like they would eat it like for dessert, right? Because of the fact that again, a fruit in the middle of the meal, needs a bracha. Now, if you eat it together with the bread every bite, so for sure you do not need a bracha even as a dessert, right? We said even somebody eats desserts, a fruit for dessert, and they eat each bite together. You have to have every bite together with bread. So then we said that would be fine. The question is if you have to eat in the beginning, the end, every bite, so it does get questionable. So definitely, like the Mishnah Berurah said, if you're eating fruit in the middle of the meal, one should make a bracha. Again, just stum like this, you know, you're eating, so some person should make a bracha. on the fruit itself, and then you just continue on. So the same thing with the baked apple. If you want, in other words, continue on. You want to eat it with bread, without bread, because in fact that is a questionable situation, the way the Mishnah Berurah brought it down. Right at the end of the meal, we know it's pretty clear as far as dessert how to work. At the beginning, the appetizer we saw was a clear straight up machlokes. In the middle of the meal is also machlokes. How does it work with bread? As far as that goes, and the Mishnah Berurah, like we said to make a bracha. So you take the baked apple, you make the bracha by priyates, and then by itself, and then you could just go ahead and eat it with whatever you want, with bread or without. But again, if it is part of the main dish, like a regular side course, you're eating it together with the meat, so then you would not need a bracha. It's part of the main dish. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.